Hi everyone, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Lid Publishing's podcast, Lid Radio. My name is Miro, and I will be your host for today's show. With me today is Dixon T. How are you today, Dixon?
Hey, hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, and thanks for taking the time to join us today on the podcast. We're very happy to have you.
Great to be here.
Great. And of course, for our audience, Dixon is an expert in leadership, focusing on how leadership will evolve in the future of work. And he is joining us today to talk about his book and, of course, some of the themes and ideas behind it. And without any further delay, Dixon, let's get into today's podcast. And my first question for you is, what actually inspired you to become an author?
There are two reasons. I call it the hard reason and the soft reason. Okay, the hard reason is that I always want to document my expertise in the format of a book. I was a management consultant and a leadership facilitator for the past 15 years, mainly in Asia, Hong Kong and Singapore. I help companies improve their operation through leadership training. So this involved like helping the leadership team get prepared for the future, helping the leadership team fix some of the internal management issues, be it team management issue, team communication issues, and things like that. So I really want to document it in the format of a book so that I can continue to help my existing client and future prospects so that they can run better business. And of course, we are now in the middle of a big transformation. We call it the digital transformation. So I really want to document down my thoughts, my ideas and expertise in the format of a book so that I can help people further. So that is the hard reason.
Great.
On the other hand, I also have a soft reason. Okay, the soft reason is I always want to have my own book published. I enjoy reading in general, and I remember that when I was a kid, like 6 years old, 7 years old, my mom brought me to a public library on weekends. So nothing fancy, it's just a public library, but I'm always amazed like by the shelves of books. So I really like to like pick up a book, like be it like a storybook, or it's a book about history, or a book about like a car, machines, and things like that. So I really enjoy reading in general, and I hope one day I will have my book on shelf. So yeah, that's why I'm here.
Great. And actually, let's focus a bit about the book itself. Can you tell us what the idea is behind it, and perhaps what the inspiration was as you were writing it?
Sure. The book title is called Leadership for Future of Work: 9 Ways to Build Career Edge Over Robots with Human Creativity. So basically, this is a leadership book to help people get prepared for the future. Why I write this book? Because I believe that future of work requires a new way of leadership, with creativity a key differentiator between humans and robots in the workplace. So that means if you want to be a forward-looking leader, you need to focus on what I call the 3I leadership circles model. So this 3I leadership circle model is what I've developed, focusing on the three aspects that leaders need to focus on. Okay, the 3Is meaning individual mindset, infrastructure, and ideas. So these are the 3Is. So that means in total, there are 9 essential leadership and career skills that can help people to edge over robots. So that's the main idea behind the book.
Great. And now that you've given us an overview on what the book is, let's get into the finer details, so to say. Mm-hmm. And we've always been very interested when it comes to the future in general. And I think it is absolutely right, as you say, that, you know, automation and the rise of machinery, even AI, seems to be a very hot topic in anywhere around the world, really. But can you perhaps tell us, in your opinion, what are the keys to the future of work?
Sure. Based on my research and based on my industry interviews with people during the book writing process, Basically, the key to future of work is about creativity. Okay, creativity matters for the future of work. Why is it so? There are two reasons. Reason number one is, although machines, robots, and AI, and all the technology can replace a lot of human labors in terms of handling some standardized workflow work processes, but it will be a while for the robots to really replicate what a human can do, right? So that means there will still be a window of opportunity for humans to edge over robot using creativity, right? So that's the reason number one. The reason number two why creativity matters for future work is, according to some of the research from the World Economic Forum, they actually identified creativity is actually one of the fastest growing in demand skills. So that actually maps very nicely to the picture. Is if you want to get prepared for the future of work, okay, creativity is key. And this is the skill you have to develop right now. And this is the skill you can edge over robots. So if you ask me what's the key to the future of work, be creative.
Right, absolutely. And one thing about creativity that I think really sticks out for me, at least, is our individual mindset. Because we may all have goals and targets that we strive for as a company, or perhaps even as a society or within our own groups. But how can we individually hone our mindsets in this era of automation?
Oh, sure. In terms of the individual mindset for the automation era what I call it is the DUO approach, right? We call it the DUO approach. So if you are an individual, you want to develop a more creative individual mindset in preparation for the future, you can follow what I call the DUO approach, right? DUO stands for be different, be uncertain, and be open. Okay, so DUO stands for different, uncertain, open. Okay, so what does that mean is, firstly, let's talk about D. So how can you be different? Okay, so traditional leadership and future leadership are quite different in the way that future leaders really need to think different in terms of, number one, they need to think like a startup. That means they need to think about possibility, not about feasibility. So they need to explore different opportunity, possibility. And secondly, they also need to be different in terms of shifting the thinking from the left brain thinking to right brain thinking. So that means using more about lateral thinking, addressing the emotion side of the business. And the third way to be different, it is to embrace a different mindset of learning. That means they have to learn differently. And one of the concepts I mentioned in the book is about just-in-time learning. So that means because nowadays there's a lot of information, a lot of knowledge producing every day. So there's no way you can get to know all. Right? So you have to develop this learning agility so that you can get access to the right information and right knowledge at the right time. Okay, so in terms of the individual mindset, this is the first part of it. We call it the D for being different. And then the next is about the U. U meaning you have to embrace uncertain. So if you want to be a great leader in the future, okay, you have to embrace uncertainty. So you have to get to know what is this VUCA. Okay, this VUCA. You have to recognize that the world is increasingly very volatile, uncertain, always complex and ambiguous. Okay, and at the same time, you also need to embrace this uncertainty by having a constant beta model, a constant beta. That means you have to always do things quickly, launch a product quickly, build up a prototype quickly, test it quickly, and make modifications. So that's the second one. We call it the U, uncertain. And the last one is what we call the O. O stands for B, being open. So if you want to be a great future leader, you have to be open. Be open to what I call the 3C. That means you have to be open to collaboration with your teams. You have to be open to connectivity, meaning you have to build virtual connectivity with people from all around the world. And also you have to be open to the third C, which is what I call the curiosity. So you have to be open to curiosity. You have to be curious to know what is going on in the world and things like that. So in summary, if you want to build your individual mindset in preparation for the future, you have to remember D-U-O. Be different, be uncertain, be open. So these are the three things I want to share with you.
Great, and that's a lot to unpack there. And I would like to focus on this area of creativity that you mentioned. And that's something that's very interesting, because when it comes to, let's say, a company infrastructure or the way a business works, creativity can often be something very difficult in terms of implementation, because, you know, we can talk about it, we can discuss it, but actually putting it into practice and making it work is a very different concept altogether. So my question to you would be, how can we actually weave this creativity into a company infrastructure?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a great question. If you want to be a good leader, of course, firstly, you have to be creative by yourself. You have to develop some individual skills so that you yourself can be creative. But on top of that, you also need to help your teams to be creative. So if you want to be a good leader, you have to help your team to be creative. So how can you weave this creativity into your company structure? You can actually do it in three aspects. Okay, I call the first aspect is what I call the ability infrastructure. That means you have to make sure that your team develop this creativity ability. That means you have to make sure that in terms of your staffing, in terms of recruitment, and in terms of your training, make sure that creativity is there. So that is the first aspect. The second aspect is what I call the cultural aspect. So that means you have to build a company culture, you have to build a workplace culture so that people know that it is okay to make mistakes. It is okay to make mistakes and learn from mistakes. And it is okay to so-called implement certain workplace policies so that you can drive creativity in your workplace. So that's the second aspect. The third aspect is what we call the extended infrastructure. So you have to build extended infrastructure, meaning that you have to embrace internal team innovation as well as external team innovation. So that means you have to leverage on the resources that you have internally and externally so that you can build your creativity and innovation capability. So in short, these are the three aspects you need to do if you want to weave creativity into your company structure. Okay, number one, build creative ability. Number two, build creative culture. Number three, make sure that you leverage on some external or what I call the extended infrastructure as well. So these are the three aspects.
Great. And actually, just to follow on to that, do you think that perhaps one is more important than the others? Do you think that maybe there's one on top and then two afterwards, or are they all equal in their own way?
Oh, okay. They are quite equal in that sense. Is if you can help your team to build creative ability, then obviously your culture will become more creative, okay? And at the same time, right, if you can leverage on some external ideas, some external resources, then it can also help you to build creative ability among your team and also build a culture. So I would say all three factors interact with one another. So there's no clear sequential method to build that. So you have to try all three.
Right, okay. And The last question I would like to ask you is actually the one I ask anyone that comes on a podcast. And oftentimes, it actually tends to be their favorite. And that is there anything that you're currently reading or perhaps writing or any sort of text that's caught your attention?
Oh, okay, sure. I am busy writing, so I didn't have much time to read, although I like to read in general. I'm actually right now reading an article on Medium. It is written by a gentleman called Vin Clancy. Okay, it is one of the well-known growth hacker. So he actually had this article called the 70 places, 70 plus places to create great content. So I'm reading this piece of article with great interest because as I'm an author and I'm also getting active online with my website dixonleader.com. So I always try to produce great content, create great content. So this article by Vin Clancy actually is very helpful for me. So I enjoy this article a lot. I can also provide you with the link to that, offline, so that you can share with your readers. And then another book I'm equally looking forward to read in the coming few months is by this independent journalist called Elaine Pofeld. Elaine was actually a former Fortune Small Business Magazine senior editor, and she's going to publish this book called The $1 Million One Person Business. So this book gonna be launched next year, but this book actually talks about how the freelance economy will be evolving in the future and how we can all build a great business as a freelancer. So this is a very exciting book, and that ties in very well with the theme, right, future of work. So I'm really excited and looking forward to read this book in the future. So these are the two things I'm excited about.
Great. And of course, as you mentioned, and to our audience, we will have links in the description where you can find all appropriate information regarding these pieces of writing. But with that, I would like to thank you very much for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk.
Okay. Likewise, thank you for having me here. I really enjoy this podcast.
No, absolutely. And to our audience, if you would like to know more about the themes, topics, and of course the book that we talked about today, you can look at the description below, and you can also find Dixon at www.dixonleader.com, where all information regarding today's podcast will also be found there. And with that, I would like to thank very much our audience for joining us once again on this week's podcast of Lid Publishing's podcast, Lid Radio, and we very much look forward to seeing you next week.